This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us on the line, Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski, as we talk about yesterday, a waterfront committee meeting in the city of Buffalo, looking at all things revolving around the waterfront. Mitch, thanks so much for joining us. I mean, so much to get to here. I guess we'll start with this. One of the things that was talked about yesterday, the Templeton Landing property, which has been closed to the public, only open for private events for a while now. It's switching operators, transferring the property over to somebody else. What do we need to know about the future here of Templeton Landing, and how does that play into the greater waterfront?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. And yes, so that is a large parcel on our city's waterfront. So this ended up happening after about a 25-year lawsuit that happened in about 2001. Where it was Crawdaddy's and then Shanghai Reds. And ultimately, a court case had shown that the city owns the land, but that ultimately a private equity firm owns and builds the structure that is there, had to pay full taxes, had to pay for capital improvements, and then had to pay for further maintenance, but that at the end of the duration of 25 years, it would eventually transfer to that equity firm's ownership. So I have, you know, cursory met with a representative of that firm that's based in California, and they didn't commit anything too much to me. They just said, look, if this was to be further developed on, we wouldn't be the one that would develop it. We would ultimately have to sell it. So I could read in between the lines that maybe this might not, after the transfer of the sale, stay Templeton Landing, and it'll go under private ownership, who would be free to sell it to a developer. And then ultimately, you know, it's something that I have to keep my eye on to make sure that if anything is built, that it's up to our green code and our standards and our resiliency. But that is a large parcel in the totality of our urban waterfront.
You know, Mitch, it's not just Templeton Landing, but William Kay's, the Hatch, also are not open to the public anymore. I mean, this kind of points to an underutilized waterfront, doesn't it, in that area?
It does, and that's where my scrutiny is going to come further, because I do think that if I'm going to get anything truly further done in City Hall, I'm going to have to wait for a new administration to start in January. And these specialty events do not promote economic activity. So, you know, there is a lease that's in place, and they'll say, well, look, I'm in a lease with the City of Buffalo, and they tell me that I have to, you know, just maintain specialty events. But I'm pushing back on that, because specialty events aren't, you know, so a business that's open 5 days, 6 days a week that has set hours that is truly getting economic activity and walkability down there. It's just they're isolated specialty restaurants that are not being productive or up to productive use at all.
Does, you know, when you think about the waterfront in general, I mean, does it ever strike you that things just always seem a bit off? Like something's weird about almost everything that happens. I mean, I've been reading over the last couple of weeks, and we talked about it here too, the DL&W terminal reopening down by the waterfront. And okay, you know, the train is going to now drop people off at the DL&W terminal if you're looking to go to the arena, which would mean that people will have to walk back to where the train used to drop them off to enter the arena, and there's nothing by the DL&W and won't be for at least a few years from now. I mean, things like that where it's like, hey, look at this big thing that I don't know. Is it really worth having a parade about? I mean, things just are always a little like, it never seems to add up.
So you perfectly hit my nerve about it in the sense of that, yes, because, you know, I appreciate, you know, the state does a ton of good work. But when we look at it, when you look at Buffalo Harbor, the state owns it. Then the Canal Harbor owns that section. Then the city of Buffalo owns this section. Then now this section is going to be a private firm. So, you know, I want to make part of the argument that maybe the state, you know, in order to protect all of the resources that they put in to build up our canal side, you know, should they, you know, when we're looking at the Naval Park or looking at some of these city parcels that we know we couldn't take on as a local municipality, you know, can they move that into the state portfolio where we have one contiguous owner so we could have one contiguous plan to be able to execute that section of our waterfront? And I also just want to always put out, because I do get this criticism from some Buffalonians that say, well, all that resources that are going down there and we're leaving our neighborhoods behind, and also ultimately, we can do both, but if we have a strong waterfront and a strong waterfront activity, those economics, that sales tax, that density, then goes back into city coffers and makes us healthier as a city as a whole. So we can do both of those things. But yes, the confusion is where we have these projects happening by different entities. And my goal with the Waterfront Committee is to build it up where that can be the large consensus builder, where the community, where stakeholders like Waterkeeper and the Marine Center and other people can all come together so that we can work on this collectively, so that we can make one collective plan. Like we see in like surviving and thriving cities of downtowns in the waterfront, like Cleveland and like in like other areas and cities that are already doing this.
I was going to say, it seems like Buffalo, we have the density, but we just don't have the restaurants or enough attractions to keep people on the waterfront. Have you been to other waterfronts that should be a model for Buffalo?
I have. Cleveland, I think of it as the best because it's the most comparable when it comes to Rust Belt and when it comes to other like spatial relationships and then how large their city is. And they do really well with it. And I think what I want to promote too is that a large part of our waterfront, just getting people to want to walk down there and it be pedestrian friendly and you're not looking at ugly surface parking lots, and just like the nature and the beauty of our natural resource gets people down there. And then if you have amenities, even if they're passive use, you know, we don't necessarily have to have a carnival down there, but if you have some type of passive recreational uses and programmatic things, that ultimately brings up the people that come down there, and not just for specialty events, but use it in their daily habits of being a Buffalonian.
Well, Mitch, always appreciate the time with us, and we'll keep talking about this as we go forward. Mitch Nowakowski joining us live here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.